Good morning, Jori, and thank you for letting me recording this coaching conversation for ICF purposes.
Good morning.
And what is the topic you would like to discuss this morning?
Well, we have started the year really busy here in my organization, and it seems to be that the tempo of the work is much faster than it used to be, still not so long ago. And I'm just asking myself, how much can I demand from the others? So how much can I push them to do more than they already do? And how much can I accelerate their work and really be demanding more? Thinking that there are, of course, lots of differences from person to another, and they have different family situations and all kinds of reasons not to be giving all their heart and soul to their work. So I have to sort of try to find an answer for myself on how much I can be the person who's whipping them to action where they are already doing a lot.
Okay, whipping your team and pushing them to the edge. What could be the good result for our conversation today?
Well, I think I'm having some kind of allergy of causing pain, and mm-hmm. and that's my personal problem, and it's not really something that is coming from elsewhere. I identify that in myself, and maybe it would be just finding some kind of peace with myself in this what we just called the whipping and pushing to the edge, that is obviously coming with pain to the others, but to find the balance in accepting that I can and I'm expected to cause some pain, but not too much. Maybe that would be the end result.
Okay, so balance and peace, and measuring the peace of yourself, where you are now and where would you like to be in the end? So where you are now.
I think I'm rather allergic to that. So I'm think it's sorry, not nothing of course that I have identified this problem in myself. So I shouldn't put it at zero because of that. But I think it's still in the lower part of the 0 to 10 scale. I don't know, maybe 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does 4 mean? What is included there in the 4?
Well, like I said, that at least I have now clearly identified that I have this reluctance in causing the assumed pain. Of course, I don't even know if it's causing pain in others. So to be demanding is something that I have realized that is difficult. I'm happy to demand a lot of things from myself. But when I have to push the others to the edge, like you said, or whipping them to action, that I still find difficult. But at least I have identified that. And then I obviously have, putting this question to you, I have taken the step towards changing something. So I think that's also included in the 4. So I'm open to change and understand maybe why I have it so difficult to be so demanding. Because I do realize that you can't be demanding without being nasty. So you don't have to be angry or nasty or horrible person to demand more. So obviously there could be ways of doing it in a seducing way.
Okay. And in the end of our conversation, how would you like to feel with yourself? If you are now in the 4, so where would you like to be?
Well, since this is the first time we discussed this topic, maybe if we can get halfway through to the 10, so that would be like 7 or 8.
Okay. And what is there in 7 and 8? How do you feel then?
You have so difficult questions always.
Yes.
How do I feel then? I think I would feel convinced myself. So convinced that it's the right thing to do, even if it might still be difficult for myself. But I think that I would be still quite convinced that this is the thing I have to do. So to push this reluctance away and really take the action and feel that it's right thing, maybe also for the colleagues, that I could start understanding that it's not just pain, but it's also something that is serving their needs as well.
Okay, so getting from 4 to 7 to 8 and having the peace with yourself and having the balance. Where would you like to go first with the discussion?
Where would I go first? Maybe the first question is to understand if there's a need to be sort of tailor-made in the demanding. So should I really think case by case where I push the people, or should I just address the team as a whole? So can I really push everybody the same, or is there risk in that then others that are more dutiful or more committed, they will do too much, and then still some others are not. So does it require tailoring would be maybe the first question.
And how much tailoring you are doing now in in your leadership?
Well, it's a rather small team, so quite a lot. We of course have all very specific roles and tasks. So already in that there is the element of tailoring, and then of course I, for the most of them, I have the one-to-one performance review discussions, which are actually ongoing now as well. Some have been already concluded, and others are still on the way this month. Mm-hmm. So there are elements of tailoring, and then of course in a small team you also know a little bit. You never know, of course, totally what people are doing. You never know totally what's going on in their lives, but at least I have some feeling to their situations.
And how does this tailoring feel for you?
I think it could be a trap, maybe. I don't know why that's the first thing that came to my mind when hearing your question. Mm-hmm. Because then you might start tailoring so that in the end you don't request anything from anybody, because they all have a good excuse.
Okay. What kind of trap it could be?
Well, like I just said, that you start thinking so much of the personal situation, and then in a small team you don't really find anybody anymore who's able to be pushed, because they all do a lot already.
Mm-hmm. And to whom this situation is a trap? Is it for you, or is it for your teammates, or is it for the board of the leaders? Or
no, well, of course, if you don't perform, it's a trap for everybody. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's of course me personally, but then in the end, if as a leader I don't succeed in finding that balance that we started with, then it could be trapping, of course, the whole organization, and it could be putting in question the relevance of the organization if we don't perform as we are expected to perform. So yeah, maybe the tailoring is after the short short questioning here. I think mm-hmm. that can be almost crossed over, so we don't probably need to think so much about that.
Okay. Still, if you look in the other side, what is good with tailoring?
Well, of course, there's always some exceptional situations or something happening in the private life that is really making people less able to temporarily perform as they are used to or they are expected to. So, of course, that element never goes away totally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's as a sort of starting point, it probably seems to be too much prohibitive. Or, yeah, I think that really didn't seem after just a short reflection with you. Didn't seem to be the right starting point.
Mm-hmm. Then what could be the better starting point?
Well, maybe it's just starting from setting the goals right, and then just saying that that we are on the track and advancing with the right speed towards mm-hmm. those goals. So it must be goal based. Maybe that's the starting point.
Okay, and how clear are the goals for you and for your teammates?
They are quite clear. We actually are also in the process of now reviewing our 2020 general goals, because we typically in an association life we have to set the budgets and the activity plans very early in the year before, and then of course then it's like working with the crystal ball, so you may or you may not predict right what's going to happen. And this year in particular, when we have had just the European elections and the new start of the European executive, the European Commission, many things have been now only revealed in December and then gets revealed now in January as well. So we are reviewing our goals, that they are really, really aligned with what's happening around us. There's a very transformative policy agenda now going on in Europe. So this is something that we really, really have to keep an eye on. And this is translating to setting the priorities, the goals anew in the organization. And then of course that's probably why it's also on my mind that, well, okay, we then for each work area have now the revision of the goals, and then of course it has to somehow reflect on what people are expected to do in the team. Mm-hmm. So the goals are defined by the team members, each in their own areas, and then jointly agreed, and then of course confirmed by the governance structures of the organization. So it's a starting point. So I think that the goals are clear, and they have been in an inclusive process defined by the team members themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very great way to do it, how you are doing it. So it's really good leadership skills or competencies what you have there, having the joint reviewed with and letting responsibility also for the teammates.
Thanks. That's nice to hear. And then I think it's probably the only way of doing it, because then the whipping really becomes the nasty master action if you just from nowhere say that these are the goals. So I think it gives the chances of being the balanced whipper.
Okay. So what kind of whipper you are when you are whipping your teammates?
I think they probably don't even know this.
And when you are laughing, when you are saying that, so what does that mean?
Well, like I said, that I probably have this allergy of causing pain to others. So that's been in my character all my life. And I think it's very difficult to really completely get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the to get to the leadership action where I really need to push people to perform to their limits in the sense of the limits of their potential, not the limits of their physical or other mm-hmm. other resources. No, I'm not, of course, trying to push people to the edge of burnout or something like that, but to the limits of their potential. And I think that's the key word there. So then I think to really be successful in that as a leader and as a weeper, I think I have to then just understand that there might be the right kind of pain involved, but not the pain that is intolerable or really damaging for these people.
Mm-hmm. As you are using this metaphor for pushing the team and giving pain, and saying also that you are allergic to set or put pain. So, what other metaphors there could be instead of pain, causing pain?
Yeah, maybe the metaphor would be like doing some physical exercises. Mm-hmm. Some long distance runners or whatever you have, CrossFit or others, that actually there you are pushed to the limits of your own potential and maybe even beyond, so that you create new capacities that you didn't have before. So maybe that's the nice metaphor. And then of course there's the pain of having the trouble and sometimes your muscles are aching and whatever, but it's something that you are also creating some capacities that you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. And how does that sound, that kind of metaphor sound to you?
I'm also an awful sportsman myself, but I think it's very I don't have the muscles myself, but yeah, I think it's a nice way of understanding it, because it's the same old saying that no pain, no gain. But mm-hmm. in that metaphor, I think it's the pain that people are willingly having, because they know that it will create something more for them.
Mm-hmm. And what could it create, this kind of metaphor, for you?
Yeah, because if I then remove the word allergy and I say that I seem to have pain in pushing people to more action, then maybe it's not the kind of pain that I should be worried about, but then it could be the pain of doing the gymnastics. So mm-hmm. I have to create the and then grow the leadership muscle with some pain to gain.
Okay, so leadership muscle. And how painful is this? Or what kind of long run you have had with these leadership muscles?
Well, it's like in human body, you have so many different muscles, and when you do a new exercise, you discover muscles you didn't know that you were supposed to have. So I think this is the same thing here, that it could be maybe a small muscle that I'm missing, but because on other areas of being leader, I think it's not too bad. I don't think I'm unfit. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can grow all the muscles more, but in the leadership. But in this case, I think it's a muscle that is so underdeveloped that I didn't know that I even needed it, and I didn't know that I have it. So if I really stop talking about the allergy and start talking about the pain of growing that muscle, then I think it's a positive approach for myself too. Mm-hmm. Because it then does create the capacity that I didn't seem to have.
And what could be then the first things to do to grow the muscle? Now you have already realized that you need that muscle.
Yeah, that's thanks to this talk. I didn't actually have it. There's now some construction work going on next door. Do you hear still me clearly?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
Good. Okay. Sorry for the disturbance. This house has been under construction or renovation for a year or two now. It's amazing. There's never-ending drilling.
Okay.
So you ask the... Sorry, can you repeat your
question? What could be the first things to do growing this specific leadership muscle?
No, I think it's really maybe then seeing how I can. I'm actually going to address the whole team next week with some values. We have discussed actually that previously with you, and some ideas for the not revolution but evolution of the organization, mm-hmm. and what to expect this year. So then I should introduce this idea of being pushed to the limits of the potential where you actually start growing muscles. So maybe that's the way. So when I introduce to them what's expected, and we discuss these reviewed goals of the organization, then this could be somehow there. I don't know if I should actually spell it out like that, but could be a way of seeing us as a team of athletes and saying that this year we will be asked to do more things, but we can see it as an opportunity to grow the muscle that we didn't have.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of team of athletes you could be?
I think most of the time it feels like we are a circus.
but that actually, it's really lots of skills and muscles that they need.
Yeah. And with the constant smile on your face.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have one colleague who did very seriously. It's amazing. She used to be doing both ballet and mm-hmm. then the pole vaulting. Is that the word in English?
Yes.
Where you jump it. Yeah. It's, and she was actually very, very high in her national ranks in both. And now she's in the team. So actually I could have her as my mental image.
Mm-hmm.
Doing both. I think it's a unique combination of sports for one person, I mean.
Yeah. And when using this kind of metaphor for your team, how do you feel it right now using this kind of metaphor and telling that, okay, we are on a long distance run or we are a team of athletes?
Yeah, I think then it's exactly, it's almost too easy to abuse the words and say that then it's, it feels more like being a coach.
Okay, because so sports coach, yeah. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. But then there's a short step to being coaching manager, of course, for the team. So it's not the, I am as I accept that I'm abusing the words, so it's a homonym in that it's the same word used in two different contexts, but still maybe it's not bad in this context to think of the both meanings of the word.
Yeah, coaching the team and creating the muscles. And then if we go back to yourself, where we are right now, we have still time to discuss. So related to how much I can push my team.
Yeah. Well, I think that my own allergy has disappeared. So I it's just like in many of these nice coaching sessions where you can't anymore even fully anymore relate to the yourself you were in the beginning of the discussion. So when I was so convinced about the allergy, I think now I start questioning myself that what allergy was that. And mm-hmm. then the piece with this new metaphor that we developed, I think it's basically there. I think that sounds exciting. It sounds what we said in the beginning, that, or I said that, the, not being nasty boss, but the seducing. Into the going towards the edge or pushing them to the edge. I think that's in that metaphor, coaching the team of athletes. I think it's that see the opportunity to create the muscles they need and they might not have had. Then mm-hmm. I think that is there, and you then or I feel completely at peace with that kind of approach.
Yeah. So where we are compared to this 7 to 8 you mentioned in the beginning.
Yeah, I think we actually exceeded that, because with this approach to it, and then indeed it's of course founded in this inclusive work that we have been doing to set the goals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like everything changed during this call in what's happening in the real life, but it really just changed my own mental approach to it, that it's right to do this, and then it's interesting, and it's exciting, and then it's probably this seducing people to find the potential they didn't know they could have.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes,
over 8.
Over 8. Okay.
Yeah,
and what could be then your next things to do related growing this muscle, this leadership muscle?
Well, then it's if you talk about my own muscle, then it's just putting this in action and saying that it happens. So, like I said, next week we have this gathering of the whole team where we look ahead the year that has started and the expectations and then it's really seeing that I start using that muscle there, that I insert the idea of needing to push ourselves and then me pushing the others if need be. And then finding the balance also with the team, that they understand that it's not pushing them to the burnout, but pushing them to exercise their muscles that they need.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, that you already have had this development or goal setting discussions, how much you have identified the certain muscles what your teammates need to grow or start exercising?
There, I think it's then probably individual. Then it comes back to this tailored, because mm-hmm. I think then as a team, I think we all need to perform more. But then I think from one team member to another, it's different things that would be then required.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe we have to come back to that in these individual discussions, that of course not only once a year for the performance review, but ongoing we have to then discuss. And maybe this is the promise that I have to give them as well, to see that they can really rely on me as the athlete coach as well.
Mm-hmm. And how you ensure that you will be exercising your leadership, this leadership muscle?
Well, I think it's clear that we have high expectations from our stakeholders, from our, you could say, owners, that the board of directors that are then in the end the people who are seeing that we do what is expected. So if I have that pressure from the top and from the outside world, then it's my choice of either suffering in that pressure between the rock and the hard place, or then really just seeing that we do perform
mm-hmm.
as a team. So yeah, so if your question was that how do I ensure that I develop that muscle, I think in that, because it's the only way out from performing as an organization.
Yes, you sound very convincing actually now. Okay. How does it sound when I say it out loud?
Yeah, probably it's because I do believe in what I just said. So it's good if it sounds convincing too.
It sounds convincing, yes. And when you think about this conversation this morning, what have you learned about yourself?
Well, first of all, it's almost embarrassing to think that I have these obstacles in my mind that prevent me doing some things that now seem quite natural and actually necessary. And then it's just a bit scary to think that it might not be the only stupid thing that I have said for myself, stopping me from doing sensible things. So maybe this kind of spring cleaning at the beginning of every month would be good instead of just having once a year discussion with myself.
Okay.
But isn't it amazing that a rational person can have so irrational thoughts that are just there, like blocking, saying that I can't do it because I have an allergy.
It's actually reminds me something that you said earlier, that it's a trap.
Yes. Yeah. But it's a trap that I've built myself for myself, and I can't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it made sense sometime in the past, but I just didn't have this opportunity to reorganize my thoughts about it before now. So thanks for that. That's been really helpful.
Yeah. And how would you utilize this this learning or this discovery that you put yourself in a trap and you can actually get out from there? How would you utilize that maybe later this year or next year?
No, but it's a good question, actually. Yes, because if I feel that I'm in a dead end with something, then maybe that would be the first question to ask myself, that are you really in the dead end, or is it just another trap that you have built yourself and has nothing to do with the existing realities?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, of course, encouraging experience to maybe whatever could happen in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's also either trap or box, because there is this old saying that, you put yourself in a box.
Mm.
Or you choose the box where you are. You put yourself. So realizing that there is this trap.
Yeah.
And what or who could remind you that, hey, Jori, you have put your thinking in a trap?
Well, of course, it should be myself in the first instance. And then... Then, of course, this is typically something that I like sharing with my partner. So we are both managers.
Mm-hmm.
So we often have long walks in the countryside where we discuss management issues and ongoing situations in the work. So this, of course, the funny discussion of this morning is something I'm looking forward to sharing with my partner as well. To then trust that he will, of course, remind me when it starts looking like I'm in a similar trap somewhere else.
Yeah, I love your use of wording "funny discussion."
Yeah, but it was so funny. Yeah, it's and you probably have experienced that yourself when you have been coached that at the end of the short discussion you can't anymore relate to the person you were in the beginning of the discussion. The questions you put feel like how can you think like that, because anymore the whole brain has changed in meanwhile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the whole world have changed during
not
our
the
discussion.
World, but my own brain. The world is
world.
The same. Yeah.
Okay.
Just my own world. Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. How would you summarize our discussion in this morning?
Well, it's first of all the starting from the last discussion that it's obvious that even sensible people can have not sensible situations where they have just built some obstacles in their own head on something that is totally natural and normal and expected. So be aware of that is the first thing, and the second thing is that the concrete thing of being worried about the team being required to do very hard work this year after having done quite heavy work last year when we had lots of exceptional situations going on and everybody was really stretching to meet that challenge we had last year. Then now it's another year of a lot of challenges and work to be done, but still with this approach that it's actually a team of athletes and they can develop their muscles to meet the request and the demands. And it's then not something that is in their disinterest, but it's actually in their interest that we set the goals together and then see that we, as a team of athletes, we actually meet those goals. So yeah, it's all sounding positive and rather exciting.
Okay, and where we are now related to peace with yourself and balance?
I think it is balanced, and it's I feel totally at peace with that approach.
And I can actually hear it that in your voice. So I think there is more energy in your voice right now.
Okay, well that could be well be, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jori. And I will be switching off the recording and we can maybe check the next time. So let's see. Thank you very much.
Thanks.